it's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We are the morning shift at 8:43. I'm Allie Mack with Mike Johnson, Bo Morgan, Dylan hanging out behind the glass. And this hour has been brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com, get a guaranteed offer on your home today, and start packing. Before we get to Falcons 49ers talk, I do want to say a quick congratulations to Matt Olson on being named a Gold Glove Award finalist. Well deserved.
Yeah.
Thank you, Dylan.
When do they announce the winners?
Is it Nick Allen?
Nick Allen is also one of them.
As well. I don't know. I mean, sometime, I guess, in the next week.
Will we
two,
have a manager before they announce the winner?
No.
No, I'm sad about it. Is that we're probably going to get a Dodgers in the World Series. Toronto crushed it last night.
I'm officially rooting for the Mariners, I will say.
I'm officially rooting for anyone but the Dodgers, yeah. Which is probably already well known.
Brewers are going to have to pick it up tonight then, because they could duplicate what the Blue Jays did last night. We'll see.
Yeah, I'm cool with anybody but the Dodgers at this point.
Yeah. Sorry, the Phillies are out.
Yeah, sorry.
I knew that was coming. I set myself up for it. I'm a Braves fan, all Atlanta fans, just in case anybody didn't know out there.
So, no, I do know. I do agree you are a Braves fan. It's just odd that you picked their arch rival to pull for in the playoffs. But
all day today, we've kind of been analyzing the 49ers offense. I know it's been a bit questionable. Who's going to be the QB for this
analyzing.
Game?
Analyzing.
Bro, all right. Well, I thought about doing it too.
No.
Okay, sorry. Anyways, go ahead, Bo.
But who would you rather see at quarterback when kickoff happens?
This is one I've thought about because I personally think that Mac Jones puts a little bit more fear in me from the pocket. But I think that Brock Purdy can stress your defense a little bit more because I think that they put him on the move more. So I'm not sure. I feel more confident about lighting Mac Jones up and because I think he's a little bit banged up. His ribs are he's got some rib issues. Levante David, I thought might have put him out permanently.
Ended him.
Forever.
Yeah.
As hard as he hit him. So I want to lean towards Mac Jones just because of, gap integrities and stuff. And I think at times we still lose that. And I think that Josh Allen tried to show up. But I'm kind of torn because personally, I think Mac Jones is better in a Kyle Shanahan system than anything than Purdy at times.
Yeah, it's a double edged sword, right? Because you do feel like Mac Jones probably can get the ball down the field better from the pocket, like you said. And I look at Brock Purdy and I go, man, well, if we're going to blitz as heavily as we had, which I hope we do, there's always the chance that he can beat you with his legs. He hasn't been very good with his arm against the blitz, but he's been one of those guys that can duck out of things, hit the corner, pick up a first down. On the flip side, he has some issue with turf toe. And I'm looking at him going, well, maybe if he comes back, he's not that Brock Purdy that's going to spin out of some kind of tackle and get down the field. So it's a little bit of a double-edged sword either way. I don't know that there's a right answer there.
In the little bit he's played, he's done something that he really hasn't been, he's not done a lot of, which is turn over the ball. I mean, I think that's one of the things that he's done a pretty good job of in his career. He's got a 2-to-1 ratio. Touchdowns and interceptions, which I think is pretty good for, the Mr. Irrelevant in quarterback position. Guys, the 7th-round draft picks don't put those types of numbers up. I don't care who their coach is. It's just not normal. It's very much a double-edged sword, and it's one where you don't know. But, I will say this. Ulbrich knows what Mac Jones was in New England.
That's fair. It's hard to even think that there's some kind of transitive property there because
there's
it's
not.
Just so much different. Yeah, I was like, I'm sitting there going, there ain't nothing different. There ain't nothing to say about Mac Jones from where he was back then to what he is now. And I'm with you. At the Brock Purdy thing, he has turned the ball over. I do wonder how much of it has been injury, like in the back of his head. Like if you're rolling out and you're kind of limping because turf toe, you're like, I'm just going to chunk this ball. Like, hey, somebody catch. Oh, no, intercepted. And it's like I said earlier, he has thrown three picks when he has been blitzed this year, even though he hasn't been on the field that much. So that's a little bit of a number that tilts you towards him. But the bottom line is go in, stop the run, force them into long down situations, and see if you can blitz and pick up some sacks. Hopefully that sack total can go up a little bit more this weekend.
Yeah, I think the biggest question is how do you defend Christian McCaffrey? And what's your, you know, is that Divine Diablo? Is that sometimes you rotate him and Jalen Walker? I think Jalen Walker is really starting to grow into a role where they're comfortable with him doing lots of things, not just coming off the edge anymore. Yep, little Baron Burton's W sauce. See, Dylan, I do listen to this show when I'm not on it, and I hear you. Do you do the Life of Dylon? You're like, yeah, Baron Burton's little new realm brewing. I've heard you do it before, but
paying homage to one Squidbilly. I'm paying homage.
That's right. Yeah, I don't get upset. I think it's funny.
What would you be upset about?
Well, some people get upset when they think, you know, you're taking shots. I don't think it's a shot.
Oh, he's just doing his impersonation.
He's not taking shots.
Oh, I think he's just. I know that's what I'm saying. I said they think. I didn't say that was me.
That's just the they talking, right, Bo?
Yeah. Well, now Allie's going to talk about my event. Our event.
Wow.
Unfortunate to
wait. He's like, talk about my event, Allie. You just do that.
Yeah.
I'm going to do it because it's for a very good cause, not because Bo told me.
Yeah,
so we're clear.
Yeah, that was weird. Yep.
If you would like to start your Thanksgiving week with some golf for a great cause, we have our third annual Browngrass Charity Golf Classic presented by Finley Roofing coming up Monday, November 24th at Eagle Watch Golf Club in Woodstock.
Yeah, there's still some foursomes available.
Foursomes?
There you go. So go sign up today. Don't hesitate. Maybe even go sponsor. Allie's going to be there. Yep. Mike's going to be there. Dylan might show up at some point.
I'll show up at some point.
I think you showed up year one at some point. I don't remember last year. But yeah, you're going to be hanging out riding around. Look, it's all for a good cause. Pets for Vets. Finley Roofing has been great to do it. We've got multiple sponsors. I know Twin Peaks is already a part of it. Echo Park Speedway is going to be a part of it. You know, my mechanic.
Speed Golf?
Joe's Automotive is going to be a part of it. Yeah, Speed Hole.
Yeah, I love it.
Yeah, Speed
How
Hole.
Fast are this making this stuff? Allie, well, you should not get that look on your face.
Allie was just like, I know the inevitable is coming here.
Don't be too quick.
Well, no, you want to be quick on this one. I mean, this isn't one you savor.
This show is about to go off the rails.
Hey,
just put it back on the rails.
You try to get in and off this hole as quick as possible.
Oh, man.
All right. So I was doing what I do, which is looking on the Twitters yesterday and sitting there with Pork Chop on the couch, and I got her watching like Monsters University or something, which really doesn't mean anything to her. It's just something bright and loud on the TV, and I'm scrolling through Twitter and I see this tweet and I'm like, is this AI? Because Jonathan Gannon, head coach of the Arizona Cardinals, is asked the question, at what point in your football career have you learned to like kind of, you know what, just play the cut. I think
it's you have to start trying to figure out how to take the emotion out of coaching as far as when you have all these injuries and you have all these different pieces. When's the first time that you can recall it?
2007, when our quarterback went to jail.
Wow.
And he holds a pause. And then you hear the PR guy go,
all right.
I think we're good.
All right, thanks, coach.
Yeah, and you're like, because
everybody was stunned.
If you go back and look, Jonathan Gannon was a defensive quality control coach for that Petrino staff. And I was like, my first thought was, I was the year before I got into the business. That was like my last year of college. Well, part of my last full year of college. And I'm sitting there like, was he on that staff?
Yeah.
And so I obviously don't go, yeah, and I go, this has got to be AI. Because my first thought was, before I even got to is he on that staff, was, man, there was another quarterback that went to jail in 2007.
Golly.
And it wasn't. And I don't think it was a shot at Michael Vick. I think it was actually not a shot because he didn't say
right
Michael Vick by name. I think he said when our quarterback – you know, you got to do, you got to think or even know the situation or do research to know.
I'm just so mad that there wasn't a follow-up question.
But I think everyone was like,
huh? What?
Cause
can you imagine the follow-up? Hey, what do you think about Bobby Petrino maybe getting the job at Arkansas?
Yeah.
thanks, Coach.
Yeah. He probably would have told you he didn't have a lot of – I mean, I'm not sure what his interaction with Bobby Petrino was, because I can guarantee you Bobby Petrino might not have been on his name.
I guarantee he didn't.
Because he didn't hire –
guarantee you he didn't.
If you think Bobby Petrino had say over who the defensive quality control coach was, then you do not understand how it works, because I here's one thing. Maybe Raheem would know who – like, who's, because he's an all-encompassing coach.
Sure.
But a coach that's as detailed with about one side of the ball as Bobby Petrino was, had no clue.
Yeah.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I also think that defensive quality control under Bobby Petrino is probably one of those jobs where you don't want him to know your name.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like, if he knows your name, it's probably because he has an issue with, like, the scout team cards or something along those lines. It's like, where's that kid at? Jonathan, get over here. No, that's not good.
Have either of you been a part of a presser like that where there was just a mic drop moment and you're just like, wait, what?
Not me. I mean, Bo's been in media for a lot longer. I can't think of one. I do remember in college, our head coach, we just won the Cotton Bowl. It was Mike Shula, and his chair folded up as he sat down, and then all you could see was his feet and ankles above the table. That was pretty funny.
I mean, yeah, I've been – well, I don't know about mic drop, but I was definitely at the press conference in 2014 when Smitty got let go, and basically – I mean, it was Stake and Mike Bell. They kept asking, you know, why is he sitting here, mm-hmm. and pointing at Thomas Dimitroff. And Stake more really than kept pointing at, why is he sitting here? Why are you here? And Mike Smith is fired. How are y'all not like the same? And it got very uncomfortable. Mm. I mean, like, you're just sitting there like, you know, can we like end this now?
Yeah.
Because there's no new questions being asked. So I've been a part of some awkward press conferences. Yeah, not asking. I didn't.
Right.
Dude, I don't think, I know, and maybe it's because I was produced for so long, but I never really thought, like, that I needed to sit there and ask questions. I was just like, yeah, I'll just let all these people do it. I just want to take it in and hear what's asked. Although,
what do you think about Bobby Petrino? Oh, yes. Yeah. That'd been good. Good follow-up, man. I would have done it.
Hey, speaking of Stake, we got to go. Thanks to Rusty Mantell for joining us today. For Mike, Bo, Dylan, and myself, Allie Mack, thanks for being here this morning. The Steakhouse is coming up next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. And don't forget to
come play the speed hole at the Brown Grass Charity Golf Classic. Stay cool, Atlanta.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And
yeah.
You're seeing exactly
you
what
know why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.